Joining me right now is Reverend Dr. Susan Presley, and a good morning to you.
Morning, Matt.
Hey, Dr. Presley is the Reverend over at the First Presbyterian Church here in Mexico, and you just recently took that position, didn't you?
That's true. I got here on December 1st.
All right. So have not been here too long. How is the Mexico community treating you so far?
Mexico is great. I'm really enjoying it. I think I've tried every restaurant in town.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I like the Mexican restaurants, all of the restaurants here in town,
yes.
As you can tell. But so where did you come from? Where were you previously preaching at?
I was previously in Mendota, Illinois, which is northern Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago.
Okay.
South of Rockford.
South of Rockford. What made you go into the ministry? You know, we were talking a little bit off of the air, and you were actually going to school to do what I'm doing, to be a journalist, or maybe in print, or maybe radio, but you were doing journalism before you got into the preaching profession.
Yes, I went to Truman State University. Maybe you've heard of it. So... when I was in my 40s, I went for journalism, and I was going to concentrate on healthcare journalism because I had this idea that we need to be helping people. Whatever we're doing in life, we somehow should help other people. And then I took a lot of religion classes as my electives, and next thing I knew, I was in seminary, and here we are.
And here we are
here
today.
We are.
Very nice. So there are going to be some upcoming events this week that we want to talk a little bit about,
yes.
And we'll let you talk about that this morning.
Great. We're entering into the season of Lent for Christians, the season where we talk about Jesus's 40 days of fasting in the wilderness and the seriousness that led up to Easter. Easter's a lot of fun. It's a lot of celebration, but there was some serious stuff that got us there. So this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and what's really exciting is we'll be celebrating that with the First Christian Church with Pastor Zane Wharton,
yep.
And First United Methodist Church with Eric Mattson. And those two pastors, their churches will be coming to the Presbyterian Church this year, and we'll be having a brief service of a little music. There'll be three joint choirs from the three churches together, and we'll have some music and some prayers and some readings, and we'll impose ashes on those that care to do that. So join us at 7 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church for that. And then starting next week, we'll have, during Lent, that goes up until Easter, we have lunch on Mondays at noon, and we have brief services Wednesday at 6:30 or 7, one of those.
Very nice. Very nice.
check our Facebook page for the exact times.
All right. That is the First Presbyterian Church here in Mexico. What are some of the things that you guys do community outreach-wise over at the First Presbyterian Church?
Outreach is a big part of that church. It seems like everyone there feels called to help out in the community. We do a lot with the Help Center, with a meeting with Uplift this afternoon to work with that organization a little more. We do we're involved in the Lunch Buddy program at the schools.
Oh, yes.
The Help Center, I already said that, didn't I? We also have a small pantry in our parking lot for emergency food needs, you know, a little bit where, you know, take what you need, leave what you can type of situation. It's called a blessing box. And what's the name of the women's shelter?
Axis.
Yes, we work with them as well. All the good organizations in town are working together for the good.
Peggy Payne does a great job over at
there
Axis for sure. When do you guys normally have services over at the First Presbyterian Church?
Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Seems like I should know that, shouldn't I? Sunday morning, 9 a.m. And then afterwards, starting on Easter, we'll start having coffee time, but all the time we have Sunday school immediately following for all ages, all the way from little bitties, nursery age, all the way up to our nearly 100-year-old friends.
Very.
So services for everyone.
Very, very nice. What's your favorite part about being a preacher and being in the ministry?
I would say it's connecting one-on-one with people and connecting my life of faith with life in a community and how those two can interact.
That is very awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. I hope it was quick and painless, and we will let you get back to the good work.
It's good to see you, Matt.
Hey, it's great to see you. Thank you so much. Reverend Dr. Susan Presley, she is the pastor over at the First Presbyterian Church here in Mexico.